Timmy Dwyer's got a good run around race 7 too. Irish Playboy.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Irish Playboy's going for a needle eye opening two, coming from nowhere. Irish Playboy from the back in a great ride through the middle has beaten Steamboat Rock.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do, the early mail today. We're racing at Echuca. Be a nice part of the world up there, I reckon, Whitey. And there's good grass growing, I would imagine, and good temperatures.
Gee, be good weather up at Echuca today. Anthony Pelly is the track manager. Good morning, Anthony.
Morning, boys.
It'd be absolutely perfect up there today, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, that's it. So it's 25 and the sun's out. And, not meant to be a breath of wind either, so about perfect, yeah.
Oh, imagine playing golf at Rich River today. Anyway, we're not, so we are racing. What have we got for you today? What do you got for us today?
Good fall this morning. Tonight's 5.28. So we got 12 mil of rain middle of last week. So haven't done a lot with the track, and then just put on 6 mil of irrigation yesterday. And, just keeping that good fall range and could race well.
All right, terrific. Good luck today.
Beautiful. Thanks, boys.
Sounds easy. Sounds perfect. Sounds like Echuca's the place to be. Right about imagine, now. Thank you, Anthony. Anthony Pelly there, track manager at Echuca. Let's get to Troy Corstens. How good was Swats that on the weekend too, just by the way? Troy, good morning.
Yes.
Hey, Arf.
Mate, what's that? That's a serious horse you got there.
Yeah, she was nice, wasn't she?
Magnificent. Even better when I backed it finally.
Good. Good that you got on.
What's planned for what's that?
So she'll have a nice quiet week and then we'll rev her back up and try and win a Cornwall with her.
Well, sounds like a hell of an idea, I reckon. You might as well win one if you're going to be this far into the campaign. Good luck to you. Doing great things. You got three in the truck today for Echuca, Troy. Race 4, number 8, Machinate is the first one. Who's second up today. Only had two career starts. He's all too hard filly. Three-year-old filly, and was three lengths off them at sale upon resumption over the 12.06, up to the 1600 today. Is that a bit more suitable?
Yeah, I'd say so, mate. She does look like a staying filly of the future. So hopefully she can hit the line nice today.
Righto. So sit back off them and just give them a bit of a whisker down the straight?
Oh, that's the plan anyway. So we'll see if she's got what it takes today.
Right, we'll see that for Machinate. Race 4, number 8. Race 5, number 6, Cincinnati Red, is 4 runs into its campaign today and was 4th at Swan Hill last time out over the 1300 in the benchmark 58, up to the 16 at the same grade today. 9.50, Troy, is that about right?
Yeah, I think so, mate. She's basically on her last legs for us. She's in the English online sale.
Okay.
And she'll be sold in the next few days, so... hopefully she can be sold with a win next winner.
Sounds pretty good to me. And then you got race 8, number 8, Marchichi, out of barrier 6, third up. Today was second last time out at Benalla over the 1100 on the soft. The 1200 benchmark 58 affair today on the good. That seems a little bit more palatable to me.
Yeah, she's our one for the day. I think she's well and truly our best for the day, and I'd be very disappointed if she doesn't run a huge race.
Well, that's enough for me. Race 8, number 8. We like when the numbers match up. It's easy to remember. $3.60 in the early markets at tab.com.au. Looking forward to a good day for the Corstens camp. Troy, good luck.
Thanks, Alf.
Always a pleasure. Troy Corstens, very good to us with his time on the early mail. Race 8, number 8. Marchichi is his selection today at Echuca. Chris Alford, rock around the clock.
She was really good first up and won quite easily, and Dayfield doesn't look to be any harder, and I think the run would have done her good.
Rock around the clock's trying to stave them off, and rock around the clock, I'd say narrowly.
The Trot's early mail. Let the good times roll right through spring and summer at thetrots.com.au. Watch every race live and free on Trot's Vision.
Not just the thoroughbreds, Whitey, the standardbreds get their go in the early mail. They want a piece of the action because they know how successful this segment has been, and we're back again today.
Absolutely, and the sting, very professional, really professional. We've only been going a week. Anyway, Chris Lang has a few today at Maryborough and also one tonight at Bendigo. Hopefully he can find us a winner. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, you're feeling the pressure because we really want to get this some momentum into this segment. We need winners.
No, but in time we've got so much pressure involved here this morning, or I'd have probably slept in something.
Now, it is a bit difficult for you today. I'll give you that looking at your your runners today at Maryborough. You've got three, but none of them have got a lot of race experience. Do you go to the races confident?
Well, you know, you're really in the pressure on not only am I supposed to be a winner, but they're all two old non-winning today. It's all Tony and Maryborough, where, you know, we have our 10 races and none of them want to run. You know, Vic Red Horse. So it's a great day, actually. And here I am, supposed to be a winner from a horse that's never been able to win before. So I wish everyone luck.
Oh, all goodness. Right. I mean, what a day to be having an early mail special.
That's right. Exactly right. So you got race 1, number 8, Bully and Harry. Race 2, number 4, Queen Invasion. And race 10, number 10, Give It a Try. Of those three, what are you most confident with?
Well, he's 2-year-old trotter one. So, Bully and Harry, I think, is a horse future. He's an inexperienced horse, but he's drawn number, which is the inside second line. It's a good trailing draw behind one that has got a bit of form. So I think he's probably my best. But race 10, number 10, it's going to take a long time to get today. And I believe number 9 horses actually race for Ancaster. He's trialing very well, but I give him a sort of an equal chance for that draw.
All right, so race 1, number 8, Bully and Harry, probably just a little bit ahead of race 10, number 10. Give it a try. Well, we've got you. I mentioned Bendigo tomorrow night, race 5, number 7, Art Stash. Can you sort of give us one ahead of the play a little bit? A push there?
Yes, he's like obviously a small field, and he's got a good dash. He's well named, and I do give him a good way chance. There's a little bit on her run. Races run. He's in the mix. No problem at all.
That's what we love about this opportunity, the forecast winners, which is what we love. Great to have you with us, Chris, and there's no pressure, but there's heaps of it, if you know what I mean. Good luck today.
Because we may never look again. We'll still have...
No, we will.
We'll be back. Chris Lang with us at 3 today at Maryborough. Race 1, number 8, we'll take as our best. Bully and Harry, keep an eye on race 10, number 10. And don't forget race 5, number 7 tomorrow night, just away at Bendigo. Not a bad thing either. And race 8, number 8 for Troy Corston's at Echuca today. And Royal Bower's running too, Whitey, which is important because our man off the SMS, who we love. Who
Camo. Dano's...
No, not Camo. Camo's a goose. That's what he is. He's a dead set goose, is our man Camo. He's always into me. He's a goose picking on my horse. Tomo and Ballarat is our man. Dan O'Sullivan doesn't like him.
Ah, yes.
Because he keeps proving the horse. So race 5, Royal Bower is $12 today for Dan O'Sullivan, who won't like us talking about it, but Tomo's got involved. So good luck to you, Tomo. Hope it goes well and you get a winner today at Echuca. Tell you who's a winner. Jimmy Bartell's a winner. He's a life winner. And he's going to join us after the break to talk about the winners and the losers from the semi-final weekend in the AFL. And let the good times roll, by the way, right through the spring and summer with Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free, if you don't mind, on Trotsvision.